The following interview was recorded at the 2013 Genetics Society Autumn Meeting, which looked at how genes generate shape, from the shape of individual cells to whole organisms. To hear more from the conference, you can subscribe to the Naked Genetics podcast for free at nakedscientists.com.
My name is Marco Reitz, and I work at the University of Warwick in Coventry.
I see from your poster that you work on a gene called Tubby. What's in the name?
I work in plants, but the name actually comes from mice, where a mutation in that gene has been found to cause obesity in the mice. So actually it means fat.
And what does it do in the plant?
We don't know exactly. Some studies point towards a role in stress signaling, but so far these proteins have been not really investigated in plants, as opposed to mammals, where they cause some severe disease phenotypes. We have chosen an approach where we want to see where the protein is located in cells, and we actually found that it's located at the plasma membrane, which seems to be conserved to the mammalian system, which is quite interesting because plants and animals have been divided really long ago in the evolution.
Yes, it sounds quite unusual that something would exist in both mammals and plants. Do you think that it works in a similar way?
But I think that some mechanisms might be conserved, like localization and perhaps the reaction to general external signals. We found hints to that because we found when we treat our plants with certain stresses like salt, then the protein is released from the plasma membrane and goes into the cytosol, into the nucleus. And this was also observed for mammalian protein, which reacts to neurotransmitters.
And what kind of conditions are you testing this gene in? What kind of tolerance roles are you looking at?
We tested quite a lot of conditions, but where we found a reaction or release from the membrane was specifically drought stress, salt stress, and oxidative stress, which are real challenges in agriculture today. So we hope there might be an application in future.
And how are you looking at the genetics that underlie the release of this molecule from the membrane? What are the genes involved in its response to too much salt or too dry?
We have found that the protein is located at the plasma membrane by binding to a certain component of this membrane, a fat, and there's only one family of proteins which could release it from there by cleaving that fat. And actually, we incubated our plants with a blocker or an inhibitor of this protein family. And in this case, we couldn't see response. So we know now quite well which proteins or which protein family releases the protein into the, or our protein into the cytosol.
And lastly, what could be the application of this knowledge? How will it be useful for us?
Well, like I already mentioned, salt stress, drought stress are the major or one of the major concerns in agriculture. They are quite heavily studied, but they are controlled by whole networks of genes. And the better we understand these networks, the better breeders can hope to generate tolerant plants.
We're talking about using this knowledge in other plants that are useful to us in an agricultural sense.
Yes, I think this would be applicable. We've already tested one tubby protein from barley, which is also located at the plasma membrane. And as these proteins occur in all plants, I think we can expect some kind of conservation in the responses.